Hi there everyone, it's wonderful to be speaking to you and to be speaking to you again from our home, sending you lots of love from Lauren and myself, and especially hi to all those who are part of the Church on Main evening community. We call ourselves Mill PM as we meet in the venue we know as the Mill on a Sunday night usually, and these messages are being recorded especially for you. This is the sermon for Sunday the 10th of May, and we're beginning a new series. Also, hi to anyone else who's watching this, any other members of Church on Main or family or friends. Wonderful to have you watching and just great to have you dialed in. Sending you love from Laura and myself as well. Hope you're keeping well and great to have you with us. If you have been watching some of the previous recorded messages that I've been sending out on a Sunday, you'll know that we, for the last 3 weeks, were looking at Jeremiah chapter 29. And we were looking at the letter that Jeremiah wrote to the exiles, to the first portion of exiles that had been carried into Babylon. And Jeremiah wrote them a letter to encourage them that God was still with them. And we took three things during the course of 3 weeks of looking at Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 1 through to 14. We took three things out of that portion of scripture. Number one, we saw that God encouraged the Israelites that they could still have a sense of intimacy with God, what is called shalom, or a peace with God, a relationship with God. They could still have intimacy with God in Babylon. And so there was an encouragement that they could find God in an upward direction. Then we saw that Jeremiah encouraged them to build homes, to plant vineyards, to marry and to have children. Jeremiah encouraged them to build inwardly. Jeremiah encouraged them to foster community and their own culture, a kingdom culture, a way of living that was contrary to the world around them, contrary to the Babylonian world around them, to continue to increase in terms of what God had called them to be. And then we saw that God called them to bless the city around them, to bless the Babylonian people around them and the many other nations, and to reach out. And so there was this upward kind of relationship that they could have with God. There was an inward relationship that they could have with each other. And there was an outward relationship that they could have with those around them and reach out and bless others. And so that's where we've been for the last 3 weeks. From next week, I'm really excited. We're going to begin a series of looking at the book of Acts again. And we're going to be starting Acts chapter 1, verse 1. And unlike the last series, which we said was going to be 3 weeks long, this is just a series we're going to begin, and we're going to just wait and see where the Holy Spirit takes us. And each week we're going to be coming back to a new portion of the book of Acts, and we're going to be working through it together. And I'm really excited, and I felt drawn to minister through the book of Acts, because during this unprecedented time of lockdown and of so much going on in the world, it's just so awesome for us to come back to the first kind of blueprints of what the church was like, and for us to be inspired and reminded about what God really wants to do with us. In a sense, to go back to the essence of what it means to be God's people in a world of need, and to trust for God to work powerfully through us and to bring about His work and to bring about salvation and life for many around us, and for God to use us in powerful and profound ways. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. But tonight, I want to take a moment to just prepare us for what I think God wants to do with us as we continue to look at the book of Acts in the coming week. In particular, over the last few days, I really feel that God has been putting this message on my heart. But it's also been a message that has been brewing in my heart from the beginning of the lockdown period. And in fact, my very first video was about, in the lockdown, on day one of lockdown, was about seeking the presence of God. And what I really want to impress on us tonight in this video is that I really believe God is wanting to use this season to bring about renewal in our hearts. When I speak of renewal, I speak of a greater longing, a deeper passion for God and His presence in our lives. I really do believe that God wants to use this moment in history to draw us back to Him and to create a deep hunger in our lives, a deep yearning for Him and His presence. I want you to imagine for a moment, if you were listening to music at home, And if the music was just on kind of a mediocre sound, soft in the background, and you could just hear the music and you were going on with what you were doing in your day while listening to the music, sometimes singing along, sometimes just barely aware of it. And then I want you to think of a moment when a song that you really like comes on and you turn up the music and maybe you begin to sing along or you dance. And in that moment, your entire being is now being absorbed by the music, by that moment. Everything that you are is engaging with the music. You know, sometimes God can be in the background of our lives, just there, and we're aware of Him. And we're aware of His presence. And sometimes we sing along and then we just go on with what we're doing. I really believe that this is an opportunity for all of us to re-engage with God and turn the volume up of God's presence once again in our lives and yearn for and long for and desire renewal. Renewal speaks about a change. Renewal speaks about something that was old, something that was stale, being renewed. A number of people have been saying that possibly God could use what has happened in the world right now with the COVID-19 and the coronavirus to bring about a revival of kinds. And it really would be amazing if we could see something like that in our lifetime. But what we know about revival is that revival always starts with personal renewal of the people of God. And if revival does take place, it can only take place after there's been a prolonged period of God's very own people beginning to hunger for Him in deep and passionate ways. And I really feel impressed upon my heart to speak to you tonight about longing for and yearning for God in deep and new ways in your life. And sometimes all we need for this to happen in our lives is a catalytic moment. And I do believe that the time we're in right now is such a time that it can be a catalytic moment for you to renew your fervency and your passion and your longing for the presence of God. Maybe you're a bit like me and you look around the world and there's a little bit of discontent in your heart. There's a discontentment around the state of our country, the state of so many needy people. And there's a sense in which you feel this ought not to be. I have been in church for a long time and sometimes I have a discontentment for how church works and how church is and the fact that sometimes we don't live up to the mighty calling that God has given us. You might face some discontentment in your own home, possibly, in your own personal relationships. You see, this discontentment can actually be a catalytic moment to seek God. It can become a holy discontentment. A discontentment in which we turn to God and we say, Lord, help us. This ought not to be. And it really causes us and drives us back into the place of prayer and back into the place of seeking God. Of course, this discontentment can actually be negative in our lives, and it could lead to some kind of cynicism or negative attitude. But there is an opportunity and a possibility that once refined by God's presence, this discontentment can be a catalytic moment to draw us back into seeking and hungering after God. Also, mundaneness can be a catalytic moment. I know a number of you are just really just waiting for life to get back to normal, so as to speak, to get an opportunity to go back to work, and you're waiting around and you're killing time and there's a mundaneness to your life. And sometimes when we've had enough mundaneness, we get into the place where we say to ourselves, surely there's more to life than this. And maybe you're watching this and maybe it's your mundaneness right now that can be a catalytic moment to spur you into a deeper longing and desiring to see God move in your life. Or maybe it's your financial reality that's a catalytic moment. Many of us have experienced the removal of just some of the luxuries that we enjoy in our life. Things like a good glass of wine or being able to go to the shopping center and get whatever we want, whenever we want. But some of us are actually facing real financial issues, real financial challenges. Whichever place you're in, once again, these limitations that we are facing can cause negative responses in our lives, but they can also be holy, catalytic moments to drive us back to seek and to long for the presence of God. And the presence of God is really what renewal is all about. The presence of God is a powerful idea. Think of what it means to be in someone's presence. Think of the loss that you have in your life when someone you love dies. And you can spend time thinking about that person. You can spend time looking at photos or watching some videos. But that person is no longer there. Their presence has left you. And when you were with them, their presence was with you and you were able to engage with them. And the life that they had was able to bring life to you. You see, God's presence is so profound and so powerful. And sometimes in our lives, it's almost as if God's presence has been lost. And renewal is when we begin to yearn for and hunger and seek after the presence of God. And I want to encourage you that when renewal comes, it comes after a period of seeking. And catalytic moments can push us into a new season of hungering and seeking after God. But that period takes some time, usually. It's a period of yearning for, seeking, longing for. And ultimately, we find and we are renewed in the amazing presence of God. But it's categorized by a continual longing and yearning for the presence of God. And the presence of God really is what changes everything. When the presence of God is in our lives, we find fulfillment, we find life. The presence of God is what we need more than anything else. And I really believe that God is wanting to use what we're all going through right now to catalyze us into a season of yearning for and longing for God's presence. David in Psalm 63 speaks about this yearning and longing for God. It's one of my favorite psalms. I want to read the first few verses to you tonight. David begins the psalm and it says, "You God are my God, earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you." There's a powerful description, a metaphor that David uses here of thirsting and longing for God. "My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water." David paints a picture of really longing for God. And in fact, David was writing this in a desert, so it's not just metaphorical. It's a psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. And David finds himself in the desert, and he finds himself in a moment where he needs renewal, where he needs to find the presence of God. And he finds himself longing for and seeking after and going hard after God. He even then remembers what it was like in the presence of God previously. In verse 2, he says, "I have seen you," it's past tense here, "I have seen you in the sanctuary, and behold your power and your glory." And there David is remembering what it was like to have a moment of corporate worship with the fellow other worshippers of God in the temple, in the Old Testament system of worship. And man, I tell you, if I'm missing anything during this lockdown period, it is seeking God together in the place of praise and worship. I really am missing that. That moment of corporate worship, that moment of corporate singing. David himself finds himself in the desert. He finds himself longing after God. And he reminds himself what it was like when the people of God used to come together at the temple as a moment of corporate worship. But David uses these memories and this longing to himself catalyze himself into seeking after God even while he's in the desert. And so he goes on to say from verse 3, "Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you." And so David remembers what it was like to be in the presence of God. He's yearning for and longing for the presence of God. And then he begins in the desert to seek God, to praise him, to declare how good he is, to lift up his hands in the place of worship. The next verse 6, he begins to speak about how even in bed, he he speaks to God. It says, on my bed, I remember you. You see, David is describing here how almost his entire day is spent thinking about God, longing for God, seeking after God. I know that many of you watching this video might be incredibly busy at the moment. And you're just like, oh, I finally managed to sit down and watch a message. And now possibly you're beginning to feel discouraged or condemned because you're like, oh no, I need to spend more time seeking after God. And I want to encourage you that yes, you do, but I want to encourage you that you actually have so much time in your day, even in the midst of your busyness. When you wake up, what is the first thing that comes into your mind? That is a moment right there to take control of your thoughts and begin to pray and say, God, come to me. What about when you're cooking? Or what about when you're washing the dishes? What about when you're showering or brushing your teeth or folding your clothes or going for a walk in the morning? There are so many moments in your day when actually you're not working and when actually you're not being productive. There's so many moments in your day when your mind is wandering and when you can actually take control of your mind and begin to pray and begin to seek the Holy Spirit and begin to say, Holy Spirit, come to me right now. I'm lying on my bed, but I'm remembering you. I'm brushing my teeth, but I'm praising you. I'm longing for you. I need you. I thirst for you. I desire you. We need you, God. We need you in our lives. This, friends, is a moment for renewal. And I'm excited at the thought of just possibly a handful of people being renewed in this season and the kind of blessing and change that they can bring to the world as a result of being agents of the Holy Spirit. And of course, themselves being profoundly blessed by the presence of God in their lives. Renewal, no doubt, is categorized by deep prayer, consistent prayer, longing after God, seeking after Him. And I also think it's helpful to be in community during a time of renewal, to be saying to others in your life, we're seeking after God, I'm longing for God, help me, help pray with me. And so I want to encourage you once again to be knitted into community, to be connected with others, and together as a community to seek hard after God. I'm so excited for next week as we begin to look at Acts together. I'm excited to learn from the church and to see God work in us and to see God use us to do His work here on earth, here in Cape Town, during this time. But over the course of this week, as we lead up to next week's Sunday, I want to encourage you to yearn for a revival in your own heart, a renewal in your own heart. You need the presence of God more than anything else. Yearn for it, thirst for it, desire it, go hard after it. And if you need to, try to remember what it was like when you knew the presence of God and come back to that place of yearning and desiring and seeking hard after God. And if you need someone to pray with you, please reach out to me or any of your other friends in the community. We would love to stand with you during this time. Let me pray for us as I close this time together. Father, I thank you for this moment in history. I thank you that each one of us have a profound moment to seek you in a deeper and new way. Lord, we yearn for you. We thirst for you. As we turn this video off now, Father, we take time to long and to ask for you to come into our lives afresh and anew. We pray this in your name. Amen.